Well, first of all, let me say that it's important for me to put a difference between Islam and Islamism. Islamism is a theology or an ideology of intolerance, religious intolerance. Now, let me say that. Now, having said that, it is important for me to say that there are certain Muslim elements who are extremists, who believe that Nigeria must be an Islamic nation. Boko Haram is the body that is fronting for this group of persons. And it is not possible because Nigeria has a very well divided population among the two major religions. So it's not possible to Islamize Nigeria. And this is the basic thing. This is the problem. Christians have never been aggressors. Christians have never tried to oppress anybody or impose their religion on anyone. But basically, we are seeing a group of persons who want to Islamize the nation. So this is the bottom line. This is the actual problem on ground. Whatever anybody else is saying is not true.
Now, Pastor Orete Jafo, some people are saying that religious organizations, including the Christian Association of Christian Churches in Nigeria and all other religious leaders, have failed to form a united front to confront this security threat that you are talking about. What is your take on that?
Well, yes, that is not bad. That is true. I can tell you that we are in touch with some of our Muslim brothers. But I think it has to go beyond just forming a united front. I think it is important for us to understand that the brain behind Boko Haram is an ideology. And every ideology comes from clerics, comes from our teachers. And incidentally, I don't want to say unfortunately, these teachers that promote the ideology of Boko Haram happen to be Islamic scholars and teachers. Now, there is no way I can reach them. So those in Boko Haram, there are some of these clerics that they believe in. There are clerics that they trust. There are clerics that they listen to. So what we are saying to our Muslim leader friends in the north is for them to reach out to these clerics and convince these clerics to help convince these young men that it's not possible to Islamize Nigeria. So it has to go beyond just being unified. Most of the time, we are saying the same thing. We speak out against what is happening, and there are some Muslim leaders who come out and speak out against what is happening. But it has to go beyond condemning it. There has to be some more action. That's what we're talking about. So that's my point.
Some people are saying what you are saying right now, there could be a backlash against Christians in Nigeria. What do you think about that?
Well, again, you have said it right. You have said extremists. You have said fundamentalists. Now, so you're already differentiating by yourself. And I said it when I started. I said there is a difference between Islam and Islamism. I've said that already. So when I say that, I'm simply saying that there are Muslims who don't have these extreme ideas. That's what I'm saying. We must differentiate between them. But I think it will be cowardice and it will be totally wrong for us to just be quiet and be silent and say, being quiet and silent, we protect Christians. Anybody who thinks that way definitely is wrong. We must speak out. Now, the best that I can do as the leader of Christians all over Nigeria is to speak out on their behalf. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And what we are saying is Muslim leaders should take responsibility. You know, you are not a leader for just being a leader. You are a leader because you take responsibility. So we are asking them, they are our friends. We are partners in progress. They should please take responsibility. Move in, look for these clerics that these people believe in and convince them to go and convince these men. That is what we are saying. So it's a fact of life. So that's exactly what I've said. So we must do that. There is no way for me to be silent. It is wrong to be silent. When evil is going on and people are silent, then something is wrong. If you look at the statistics and you think of, at least today as we speak, at least 1,500 people have been killed so far, and majority of them are Christians. Over 760 churches have been burnt and bombed. This is what is happening. So what else do you expect us to do?
Do you
want us to wait till the whole Christian population is wiped out before we start speaking? Before the international community will wake up and do something? Genocide is building up, my friend. We are looking at it before our eyes. There is ethnic religious cleansing taking place gradually. It is happening, and we are looking at it. So we must speak out, and we expect the international community to join us to speak out. This is what we're saying.
Are you satisfied with the response and measures the federal government is putting in place to address some of these very pertinent concerns that you've expressed?
Well, I must tell you that the federal government will always tell us that they are doing their best. And thank God they feel they are doing their best. But I tell you, their best is not good enough. Because the best that is allowing churches to be bombed and Christians shot at every Sunday for the last 1 month, I don't think that best is best. I think more should be done. I know they have their challenges, but they are responsible for the security of life and property. That is the first responsibility of any government. So I am saying that whatever they are doing is definitely not enough. There's a lot more they should do and must do to help Nigeria remain one indivisible country.